Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. State lawmakers are deep in the process of taking testimony and drafting bills in response to the Larry Nassar scandal at Michigan State University. Michigan Radio's Lansing reporter Shayna Roth is with us now for an update. Shayna, how many bills are being considered right now by the Senate and the House?
So the Senate has a package of 10 bills that were in direct response to Larry Nassar. And then the House has a bill package of 18. And then there's a couple other sort of related but not within that package bills out there. And then each the House and Senate have their higher education bills, which have provisions in them that are in response to Nassar and Michigan State University.
So let's start in the Senate. What are they trying to correct or change with their bills?
So the Senate bills seem to be mostly focused on prevention and penalties. These are bills that would do things like change the statute of limitations for criminal cases, but also for civil cases. They increase penalties for failure to report suspected child abuse, but they also sort of broaden the scope of who is considered a mandatory reporter or somebody who is required by law to report suspected child abuse. And then it also hits on government immunity. They want to make sure that some individuals or entities would not be able to hide under government immunity if they, you know, should have known that there was misconduct and failed to report it.
And then in the House, they've been digging really deeply into MSU's handling of the complaints against Larry Nassar over the years, haven't they?
Yes, and their bills really seem to reflect that. The bills that came out of the package from this big investigation that they did, you know, they looked through thousands of documents that they got from Michigan State University. So their bills are focused, a lot of them, on the medical community. They want to put penalties on doctors who fail to document certain types of treatment. They want to add, you know, which types of treatment doctors now have to document or have a person in the room with them. And then they're also focused on education. There's a bill that would require sex education for 11th and 12th graders to include instruction on sexual assault and dating violence. There's a couple other bills that are kind of along that similar vein where they're trying to teach students really young, from a young age, you know, what is sexual assault? What is a bad relationship?
And what about the state's budget, Shayna? How did lawmakers respond to Nassar when they were doling out money?
Well, they are willing to hit them in their pocketbooks. Neither provision exclusively says, you know, MSU, we are taking away X amount of money. However, the Senate budget does include $14.3 million just for campus safety programs, sexual assault prevention, and student mental health. It would also include a provision that all university presidents and governing officials that receive Title IX complaints of sexual assault, they have to be told about them. And then the House bill would actually goes a little bit further, and it would cut a university's funding by 10% if the school doesn't adopt certain policies related to sexual assault.
There's a lot of bills here. Who's
yes.
concerned, and what are they saying?
There's concern that these bills were drafted too quickly in a sort of mass response to something that happened. Medical professionals are very concerned about these reporting requirements and these sort of maintaining of records. They don't think that doctors should be guilty of a crime if they accidentally don't document something or fail to document something. There was also, when the Senate bills were getting passed in the Senate, those are all waiting in the House now, there was concern with the Senate bills that they would, as far as the statute of limitations goes for these civil cases, the church and some other organizations were concerned that you would be opening the floodgates and there would be unintended consequences if suddenly you open the doors to all of these civil complaints and civil lawsuits for cases of sexual assault.
What about Nassar survivors? Are they backing these bills?
In broad strokes, they do seem to be. During a committee hearing today, Emma Ann Miller, who is a survivor of Larry Nassar, she's 15. She came in front of the committee and she essentially said that you need to pass these bills and you need to do it quickly. That, you know, they really want real change. They want, you know, to be taken seriously and they want a, you know, sort of tangible response to what happened to them. However, there were survivors that were frustrated with the Senate when it was passing its bills because they were paring back the length of time for the statute of limitations for civil complaints, and that they were sort of doing some of these amendments to the bills that would make them maybe not as tough as they were initially told that they would be.
Michigan Radio's Lansing reporter, Shayna Roth. Shayna, thank you.
Thank you.